work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341.
All right, folks, thanks for joining me. Another episode here of Real Estate Realities. I've had a great joy of talking with many of the radio listeners this last week, and it's inspiring. It really is to talk with investors who have properties already and others who are trying to get their first rental property or maybe their first home. And the big thing I want you to focus on, folks, is the long term. That's what real estate is. We're not day trading stocks here. It's the long term investment. It's the long term vision of Colorado Springs. And as we go through this coronavirus pandemic, it's not losing sight on the long term, because we can get ourselves caught up in the day-to-day, and that can distract us from long-term investments, okay? Now, what I will tell you is some people will get on the sideline during this event, and you've heard me quote Warren Buffett before, when people are greedy, be fearful, and when people are fearful, be greedy. And there's going to be more opportunities out there right now for buyers, and it's going to be a good time to invest. Not just because interest rates are low, but because you're weeding out some of the competition, folks, because people are uncertain. And we have a very strong economy here in Colorado Springs. The outlook is very strong, and there's no reason to panic. We are going to band together as citizens of this great town, and we're going to get through this. It's just what we do as Americans, and it's what we do as citizens of Colorado. Obviously, we always do the good, the bad. Boy, we got a lot of bad, right? Broadmoor shut down. We've seen the hotel industry just come to a screaming halt. Here's the good. The government is stepping in, and they're getting those checks out by April 6th to the people who need them most. And then also, there is going to be a forgiveness plan on rent that is due, and also on mortgages that are due. Now, it's not a get-out-of-jail-free card, but just means we're going to work with people on their payments. And the mortgage companies are going to work with people as well on helping people get caught up. And I think we'll really be through this, folks, in the next 45 to 60 days, and it's just going to be a bad nightmare in the fall. So make sure that you're keeping your head about you. Be aware, if you're a property owner, of some of the new bills coming into play at the state level and the federal level. So feel free to give me a call at 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063, and I can go over those items more in depth with you. We're going to have Kyle from House Check join us on today's third segment, talking about drainage and maintenance as we go into the spring. This is Justin Hermes, Colorado Springs native. I'm your real estate pro here in Colorado Springs. I'm with RE/MAX Properties. And today's title of the show, yes, we're talking about it in the coronavirus. In the real estate economy, and I've got a lot of good information from other leaders in the industry. Stick with me. Real Estate Realities, Justin Hermes, 232-1063. We'll be right back. Can I get it on my good foot? Good God.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
And can you hear the sound of hysteria? The subliminal mind, I'm not America. Welcome to a new car.
All right, folks, thanks for sticking around. If you're listening right now and you got questions, feel free to call me at 232-1063. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. Colorado Springs native, folks. I help people invest in real estate. I help people create passive income. I help people sell and buy just their primary residence as well. Last year, I did about 70 home sales. The year before that, 82. So I'm pretty serious about it. I'm down in the trenches. We are helping people become successful in the real estate market. We take it very seriously. And we also do property management. We manage about 100 properties for our clients and protect their assets. So much different than many realtors you'll talk to who have one song and dance, and that is buy or sell your house. Not, hey, let's look at the possibility of renting it and see the options we have there. Okay, so want to make sure you look at all your options and making your money work for you, the radio listener. That's right. We talked a little bit about the good, the bad. One of the other things that is good is interest rates are going to, you know, they're low right now, but they did take a little bit of a spike because we had so much demand on the refi side and even purchase that we saw a spike in those interest rates. The good is in the next couple weeks, those will level and those will go down. Okay. So this is what you need to do. You need to call Churchill Mortgage. You need to get locked and loaded. Okay, so you're ready to do the refi when the rates get low. I'm doing two refinances myself right now through Churchill, and that's what I've done. I've got all my paperwork in. I'm ready, and I'm like, Ken, when you see the rates dip, I want you to lock them, and I'm just going to, you know, look at my portfolio here and see how I can retool my investments because I do want to have all my debt paid off in the next 5 years, and right now is a great time to kind of reconstruct that game plan with the low interest rates. You may be looking at a cash out, folks. You may be looking at switching to a 15-year, right? There's many different options. You need to call me so I can look at your portfolio or just your single-family home or your purchase and make sure you're making the right decision. Very important decisions here, especially in volatile times in the economy. Call me at 232-1063. I'm a native here in Colorado Springs. I'm your friend. I want to help you become successful with your real estate investments, and I want to help you make a game plan. That's the biggest thing. So call me at 232-1063. I'd be excited to talk to you about how we've created so much success for our past clients and what we're doing right now. All right, we're going to get into it here. The coronavirus, okay, we talked with a lot of leaders in the industry. I'm going to give you some stats here off the shoot so we have a little bit of a baseline. We haven't seen any change in inventory, folks. So even through this coronavirus, we haven't seen any change in inventory in Colorado Springs. Right now in El Paso County, we have 540 single-family homes on the market. Okay, that's El Paso County. And then we have 35 townhouses available on the market and 19 condos. I just closed one out for a Braden. Radio listener Braden, congratulations. We closed that one out on Friday at 195. Man, heck of a buy. Right down there in Widefield, great area, two bed, two bath, two car garage. Congratulations, buddy. So you may hear these low numbers, but we're still getting it done. Even just with 35 townhouses on the market, we were able to get that locked in at under 200 and about 1,200 square feet. Congrats, buddy. Way to go. Homes under contract or pending, that totals 1,297. Okay, so we have a lot in the pipeline to close here, folks. A lot in the pipeline. Okay, we got about double in the pipeline to close what we got on the market. And we have 70 condos in the pipeline to close and 130 townhouses. When I mean that, folks, that means anything under contract or pending, that's what I'm calling the pipeline here, getting to the closing table and getting those closed out. And let me tell you this, because there's a lot of realtors out there who will spit out some stats and go, oh, we have 900 homes on the market. That's not true. We have 540 single-family homes. But what they're not factoring is the new builds. Okay, and that's where they're getting their 900 number from, because on the MLS, they're looking at everything. I'm talking resale homes you could bid on tomorrow. Now, if we want to throw new builds in, yes, there's about, you know, 400 new builds on the market, and some of those are 8 months out, though. You're building from dirt. So safe number, really, options out there that you could contract on, almost about the same as what we're seeing on the resale side. And that's why it's so important that the new build inventory now doesn't get disrupted, because we rely on them much more than we have in the past, okay? So we talked with different industry leaders, and, you know, the major factor here is consumer confidence. And that's why I wanted to talk with these other companies, because what I'm feeling may be different than what other people are feeling, and I'm aware of that, okay? So I felt very confident in what I've heard from the other people in the industry and how they feel talking with other real estate agents and franchises. All franchise offices are open right now. We're handling showings as normal. Obviously, we're using extra sanitation. We're being careful of people who are sick or elderly, but we are open. We're open for business, and we're showing homes, we're writing contracts, folks. So there has been a little dip in activity, but let me tell you this, homes under $400,000 are still going under contract within days and with multiple offers. But we got some of the best agents in this city, and they're being very careful about, like I said, sanitizing before showings and making sure that we are just protecting the consumer, but at the same time, not sending a panic of going, we're going to come to a complete standstill, because here it is, folks, we are in an essential industry. Whether it be property management or helping someone resale, we can't have people being homeless. So we need to keep moving as the real estate market. And right now, no red flags. We are moving forward. We're being flexible. We're adjusting. We're being proactive. But it's business as usual. Talking with Regional Building, Greg over at Regional, he's in charge of the really communicating to the public on what they're seeing on their side. He has other job, you know, responsibilities as well, but this is just one of many. And Regional Building folks, they perform the inspections on any new construction, whether that be commercial side or residential side. And then they also handle remodels. Like when we talk about permitting your basement or permitting a hot water heater, these are the gentlemen that come out and service you and make sure things are up to code and that your house is safe. Okay, Greg at Regional Building, he's the public information officer. He said, although their offices are currently closed, inspectors are set up to work from home and are still going into the field to perform inspections where situations allow. People say, well, what does that mean, situations allow? Well, residential, there's not many people around. We're talking maybe one or two people in the home when the regional inspector is coming out to inspect that home, okay? So commercial's a little different. If they have a lot of people around, then that may be something they have to adjust to, but they're also taking pictures, videos in from builders to help them close out permits as well. So the big takeaway from Pikes Peak Regional is that their offices are closed, their inspectors are working from home, and that they are still on track. We then talked with Doug Stimple over at Classic Homes. He's the CEO. Classic is just a staple to this community. They've been around a long time. Very solid builders. I'm doing two new builds with them right now with Greg and Darren, you know, and they're doing a fantastic job out at Sterling Ranch. Boy, that's a great community. And Doug Stimple said, you know, they have not seen any significant fallouts of contracts or significant problems with their supply chain. They are using extra sanitation to protect consumers and also allowing customers to do virtual appointments if they would like. So catering to the consumer to make sure they're feeling comfortable, great decision, right? But they are still getting stuff done, and they haven't had many red flags with their supply chain. That's very important. If you're listening to this as the radio, you know, I'm telling you, that is a very important concept, is that supply chain. And the fact that they haven't had problems brings me a lot of confidence and should bring you, the consumer, a lot of confidence in building here in Colorado Springs. If you have questions about what those things mean, feel free to call me, Justin Hermes, 232-1063. That's 232-1063. So along with Pikes Peak Regional Building and the home builders, those are the two main factors there in getting that home put together for the consumer. We then talk with the lender, right? Lender's providing the financing for you, the buyer. Jay Garvin's over at Churchill said purchase rates are at an all-time low, but refi rates are moderate at the industry level because they're trying to control demand and keep focused on getting people in homes and prioritizing the people who need to make that transition rather than people who are just trying to adjust their rate. And he just noted, Justin, we're really 100% virtual at this industry, and we don't see any issues with processing or funding. Another big thumbs up, right? Fantastic. Our lending is on track. Don't see any issues. We then talked with the show sponsor, Brian Cooper, Unified Title. They've been on with us before. Boy, they're a great company, and they are showing it right now with how they've adjusted with doing closings in different locations to satisfy the consumer. You know, with 13 offices through the state, they have a pretty good gauge on how things are going. But whether it be, you know, doing separate closings between buyers and sellers, extra sanitization throughout the office, making the consumers feel comfortable. They are still on track with closings, haven't had issues. They've adjusted with the county to get e-recordings done. And so they've made that pretty seamless transition. So kudos to them. We are through the building process with Regional. We are through with the builders. We are through with the real estate agents. We've talked about them, and we've talked with financing and title. Folks, that's the big takeaway I want you to think about today, is we haven't had any people in panic mode going, Justin, we can't get stuff built. We're behind on supplies. That's not the case. Everyone was so confident when I talked to them. that I feel, oh boy, so much more at ease after talking with these other leaders in the industry. And you have to focus on what I said at the beginning. Colorado Springs is heading in a fantastic direction. We have great leadership in the government and in the private sector, and we are going to succeed through this. We're going to get through it. It's what we do. It's in our blood, folks. We're Americans, and this is a bump in the road. It is for sure, and it's sad. We need to have prayers for the people affected, and we need to be smart in how we're handling our social distancing and making sure we're looking out, especially for the elderly people who are affected by this. So that's the spiel, folks. If you have questions on any of those items, feel free to give me a call at 232-1063. You're listening to Real Estate Realities with Justin Hermes. Stick around as we bring Kylan from House Check. Talk about all those spring honeydew items. Making sure you're keeping up with the maintenance on your home. Justin Hermes, 232-1063.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry. Cause baby, there ain't no mountain high.
All right, folks, welcome back here to Real Estate Realities. You know what we're talking about. We got Kylan from House Check. He's the only home inspector I use. He's been doing it for a long time. And he's going to give you, the radio listener, some insight on some of the things to look out for as we head into the spring, some of the rainy season, drainage items, and other maintenance tips for you to make sure you're protecting your asset. Kyle, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Are you?
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm fantastic, man. I can't complain. Living in the best country in the world. How could we be disappointed?
Yep. No, I'm not.
There we go. That's it. That's it.
Very
so
happy.
Have you seen a slowdown in your inspections at all, or anything that you've had to adjust to regarding the virus and what's going on?
Coronavirus!
No, not really. Actually, this last week has probably been my best week for this winter time. So, you know, I haven't seen really any kind of slowdown for business. I've heard of a few things, but Nothing out of the ordinary. It's still winter time.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And before we brought you on, I interviewed some of the builders and regional building and some lenders and title companies, and they said, Justin, we've had to adjust, but it's kind of business as usual. And it's comforting to hear you say that, Kyle, because that's what the consumers look at, is people in the industry not panicking and saying, yeah, we're getting through this, and I haven't seen a big impact on my business. That's great to hear.
Yeah, hopefully they come up with something that can calm the nerves of everybody. It's kind of panic, but, you know, I think most level-headed people are going to work their way through this, and we'll be fine.
That's it. That's it. All right, so let's dive into it a little bit, Kyle, here. What are some things you do at your house or that you would talk to the radio listeners about? Hey, coming into spring, these are some items to look out for around your house to make sure that you're protecting your greatest asset.
Okay, well, I would say the biggest things is keeping your structure safe, because if your foundation goes, everything else kind of follows with it. So keeping your gutters clean, keeping your downspouts draining as far away from the house as possible, keeping vegetation away from the house, your trees trimmed back so they're not scraping against the roof systems. You know, you want to check for trip hazards, any kind of areas where some of your sidewalks could be pushing up that would cause safety issues.
Yeah, now, Kyle,
those type of things.
Explain to me the vegetation, because I want the radio listeners to know why it's important that they don't have a bunch of bushes and stuff like that close to the house. And then also I want you to touch on sewers too, and kind of roots going to the foundation. Just give us a tidbit on that.
Right. Right. Well, you don't want to have your trees growing too close to the house, because the root systems, they can just push things around. They just kind of grow and push things around. So they can influence your foundation. They can cause problems with your sewer lines, so it's good to have your sewer lines scoped out, have somebody run a camera down them just to make sure there's no problems with that. You know, probably don't have to do it every year, but I would say once every 5 years or so on most newer homes, and then probably a little bit more often on the older homes with the steel sewer lines. Just any kind of vegetation holds moisture next to the house. So you don't want like your lawn up against your up to
the house. So if a radio listener right now has bushes and stuff like that close to the house, what would you suggest? They dig them out and put what in place of that?
Well, I mean, if you go to most new homes, they don't put bushes right next to the houses. They have a buffer of about 4 or 5 feet before they plant anything. And they try to keep, you know, the area about 5 feet away from the house clear of any kind of vegetation. And really, bushes are not all that good to have next to your house because they can cover up windows and things, and the bad guys can get behind those bushes and break into homes that way. So it's probably best just to not have anything that close to your foundation. You know, I see sprinkler systems splashing off the side of houses and things. It's just, you got to keep the moisture away from the foundations because we have expansive soils here, and it can just, water is very corrosive. You don't think of it as being corrosive, but it will cause you a lot of problems. You want to keep your things like your window wells clean too, because if you got a bunch of trash and stuff in your windows that have window wells has blown in or something, you want to clean all that out, because that way the moisture can get down to the perimeter drains and drain away from the house.
Got it. So that goes along with, you know, gutter extensions, folks, you know, being aware of, you know, the gutter extension. How far do you like to get them away from the house, Kyle?
Well, I like to see a home with the black plastic tubing that will run it, I mean, as far away as possible. But for me, about 5 feet, because when they dig these foundations out, they dig about 5 feet away from the house and they disturb that soil. And when they backfill it, it's not always backfilled and compacted in. So it just turns into more of a sponge, and anything that gets into that zone will just goes right down to the foundation, because water just, you know, it goes with gravity.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the best thing to do is get it at least 5 feet away from the house.
Okay. Got it. Now we got about 3 minutes left here. Is there any other items you want to touch on?
Well, there's all kinds of things you need to check. Probably springtime is the best. You've got CO detectors in homes, smoke detectors. Typically, smoke detectors over about 7 years old need to be replaced. You know, you replace your batteries every year. Make sure your smoke detectors and CO detectors are working properly. Our garage doors are probably the main entrance into that most homes. Your garage door is used probably more than any door in your home. So you got to keep your garage door fixtures and all the nuts and bolts tight. You want to.
And the automatic reverse too, right? And the sensors,
right,
those safety items.
Right. Right. Make sure your sensors work. Make sure your automatic reverse works. You can buy silicone lubricant. You want to use a dry silicone lubricant. Don't use WD-40 or some kind of grease, because that collects dirt. But the dry silicone lubricant, you can get it at the hardware store, and you just lubricate all the joints and all the rollers and just try to maintain that door, because it's probably the most used door in the house. Loose stairway railings, just any kind of thing that may cause a fall. You want to check your water, so you want to check your sinks and make sure your toilets are tight.
That is all such important things. This is what I'm going to tell you, folks. What you really should do as the radio listener, since Kyle knows this stuff, he's in the industry, you need to have an expert really look at it and give yourself a little spring health check on your home. And you need to have him come out. He's going to give you special pricing because you're a radio listener and you listen to Real Estate Realities. And you can have him come out and do a major overview item on it, where he'll walk through your house, go over the major items. Or he can do a full-on inspection and get down to the nitty-gritty and give you a report and say, hey, this is what you should address going into the spring, summer, because if you're missing out on some of these things, it can create a big headache for you in the future.
My number is 719-266-1645, 719-266-1645, and you can call me anytime. And then I also have a website. It's House Check Inc., HouseCheckInc.com. And you can go there and see pictures, read about who we are, what we do.
There you go, folks. Kyle's done all my personal inspections for the investment properties and my primary residence I bought. He does it for many of my clients. He does a great job. He's been in the industry a long time. He's got all the licensing and insurance that you need from a home inspector. Kyle, thanks for joining us.
Hi, man. Thank you, sir.
All right, folks, that was great to hear from Kyle. He's one of the show sponsors. Fantastic gentleman. The most important thing, the relationships you have with people using the gifts God has given you, and peace of mind, especially during times like this. Call me if you have questions. 232-1063. Thanks for tuning in to another show of Real Estate Realities on KRDO.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.